Nobody can mix the sweet and raw sides of soul quite like Teddy Pendergrass. A new Best Of CD shows just how magnetic he was in the 10-year span of his singing career. The Teddy Pendergrass story is an amazing tale of triumph and tragedy. He was born in Philadelphia with raw singing talent. He went from being a drummer with the doo-wop group The Blue Notes to becoming the group's lead singer. That led him to a solo career and a meteoric rise to the heights of fame and fortune. Then, in 1982, a car crash left Pendergrass paralyzed from the neck down. After a successful but brief comeback in 1985, Pendergrass called it quits. His new CD retrospective is called The Essential Teddy Pendergrass. I asked him how he made his way from drummer in the background to the soul god up front singing lead.
I was asked to come up front and sing as one of the singers because at the time Harold knew, we all knew that each one who could sing, who could not sing, because a group of nine people traveling in a station wagon around the country kind of knew who could do what. So when he asked, I thought, okay, that would be interesting. So I left the drums and went to the front as one of the singers. Then in 1971, we got a record deal with Gamble & Huff. The group changed the name to Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and voila, I was one of the singers with the group.
Gamble & Huff being these tremendous producers who really helped shape the Philly sound. What's your favorite record that you did with the Blue Notes?
There's so many wonderful songs that Mr. Gamble and Mr. Huff wrote, and other writers. I cannot choose one.
Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
What about Wake Up Everybody? What does that song make you think of?
It was a song that was socially significant. It was a song that was a message that I think appealed to any and everybody. So it was quite a total different thrust. That's why it's hard for me to pick.
Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair.
And then once you left the Blue Notes, you went on to an amazing solo career. I mean, you just had hit after hit, but one of the ones I think about is Love TKO, which is this song about heartbreak, but it also was a slow dance song, is a slow dance song where you probably got a lot of people hot and bothered. So let's talk a little bit about some of the concerts you did, particularly the ladies-only concerts. Whose idea was it to really play to that segment of your audience?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
My idea.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears. I told myself time and time again, this time I'm going to win.
So you knew that with your fan base, you could get, I mean, people were so riled up. I understand people would throw their undergarments, and there was even a shooting. Was that correct? That one fan shot another in a struggle for a scarf that you used to wipe your face?
Those kind of things I can't comment on. I wouldn't comment on that.
Okay, but the underwear we can verify.
I just try to be who I am, and whatever comes off that stage is real. It's not put on, and it's not developed by somebody who just thought, hey, this is what you need. It's not an image. This is the person that I am, that I've been all my life. So I don't really pay a lot of attention to it. I just go to work. It's been a wonderful ride.
Did you ever think, I am on top of the world, but also a little out of control. And I don't know whether or not you felt that way, but a lot of musicians have felt as if the fame overtook them and they were on a roller coaster ride, an ego trip that was not of their own invention. Did you ever feel that way?
Well, I don't know if we're going to go that deep, but what I will say is when you come from nothing, when you come from the inner city, and you suddenly are thrust into a situation that you've never experienced, it's very easy to go overboard. But who's to say what's overboard? You know, that is something that everybody has to determine for themselves. I don't feel that I went necessarily overboard. I felt that all things happen in time, and everything is a learning experience. Whatever it was, it was. Now, if you're drugged out and you need rehab, that's a little different. But in my case, I think it was just a matter of learning. And it's a learning experience, and whatever it took for me to learn it, I did. And as a result of it, I'm on the other side of it and able to share those things and some life lessons with those who haven't yet experienced. So that's kind of what it is for me.
Turn off the lights. Light a candle. Tonight I'm in a romantic mood. Yeah.
But it sounds like now you're willing to give up that energy. And
so I think like any athlete, you got to know when it's time to let it go. Like the song, Love TKO, you got to know when to let it go. And for me, there was, when I chose to go back on stage, first it was in 85 at Live Aid, which is in Philadelphia, June of 1985. I needed to go on stage just to prove or to find out if my fans would still accept me. So in front of 90,000 people and millions and millions and millions in a worldwide, multi-international show, I went on stage. But there was a burning desire for me to find out whether or not I could still perform at the level that I'm accustomed to. So 19 years after my injury, I chose to do that because the timing was right, the situation was right, spirits were right, and I was ready to find out if I could still be as consummate and as exacting and as effective as I was. So when that question was answered, to my satisfaction, I no longer needed to continue doing it and kind of let the dog wag the tail or let the tail wag the dog. I needed to, what they call, go out on top and leave it alone. I answered my question. I'm satisfied. I would rather let that part of my life be what it is and put it in a frame and then move on and do other things of which I'm capable. So I'm not giving up anything. What I'm doing is preserving and not wearing it out, showing up city to city and doing the same thing over and over and over again and going through all the hardships it takes to do it. So only I know what that is, and I think I know when it's time to let it go.
Singer Teddy Pendergrass. His new CD retrospective is called The Essential Teddy Pendergrass.
Don't leave me this way. I can't survive. Can't stay alive without your love.
That's our show for today, and thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, the 2008 presidential race picks up major speed this week. We look at the candidates' strategies for winning the White House.